News Talk 790 KFYO is on Twitter. Search at KFYO.
Good morning. It is 6:47 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack on Friday. Laura, you know, last night they had the budget hearing for the upcoming budget, for city council. And anyway, I was watching the meeting on Channel 2, which is City TV. And on the phone we have Karen Gibson, Councilwoman Karen Gibson. Thank you for being with us so early this morning.
Sure.
Hey, Karen, one of the biggest things, I guess, that really was on the plate last night, I guess, on the approval of the budget, were your motion to accept the budget with amendments. So why don't you list those amendments off for us?
I had two amendments. One was to reduce the funding for revenue bonds of $15 million and reduce appropriation for LPNL's capital projects by $15 million. Of course, in my opinion, that is for the smart meters. I can't really tell them what to do with that, but that obviously would be for, that would be their biggest thing, and that would be for the smart meters.
Right.
I also had another amendment for in building inspection cost center budget, increasing it by $119,000 for a building inspector and a plan examiner. And I also had $100,000 for remediation of the, it's the old fire training site that is now out by the old animal shelter.
Right, right.
For remediation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now,
and that failed.
Right. Now, the interesting thing about this was, I guess Latrell Joy was uncomfortable with these two things being together.
Yes.
In this motion. So it was kind of an unprecedented thing. So Victor Hernandez spouts off and just says, well, I make a motion to split the motion.
Yes, just, and that's fine. But that's okay. We take them separately or together. It didn't matter.
Well, it was just kind of interesting. But
yeah.
And that's okay.
So what happened with the proposal for the $15 million cut?
The $15 million cut passed 5-2.
Okay.
To do away with the smart meter idea for right now until more research is done?
Well, technically it's actually doing away with the smart meter idea. It's cutting
just
the budget.
Not allowing the $15 million to go in the budget.
In order to give us more time for research on that.
Yes, right. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, the thing was, we had some people speak that were all on the LPNL board that actually said, well, if we don't pay for it here, it's going to cost the taxpayer down the road. Was I correct the gentleman, what is the gentleman's name that was
George Carpenter?
George Carpenter, former city council member on the LPNL board, was saying $60 per bill?
Well, they're saying that's what they're saying, and I guess that's their guesstimate. And George, I have a lot of respect for George. I had talked to him before the meeting, and actually, in my opinion, Councilman Hernandez was actually putting words in my mouth. They had not had a change of heart. I had spoken with Mr. Carpenter before the meeting and told him what I was going to do, just because I didn't want to blindside him. I just thought that was a respectful thing to do, and he was okay with it. And I had let Victor know that. There was no change of heart. So he was just trying to put words in my mouth and get Mr. Carpenter to contradict my words. But there's not a change of heart on the board. They still want them. But I, and obviously several other council members, not that we're opposed to them, I'm kind of like Councilman Price. They're coming eventually. I'm just not comfortable with them right now at all.
Well, I think one of the biggest concerns that we have with the smart meters at this point is not necessarily the smart meter, but there are so many other issues that are on the front burner that are blowing up and melting us down. We need to figure out where we are, which end is up, be able to differentiate ours from a hole in the ground before we take on one more project.
You know, I think you're right. I think we have a lot of things to do in this city, and I think we have to prioritize. We have been putting so many things off. We have, first of all, we've got 2019 to deal with, number one. We have a lot of lines we have to get rid of. That's just the LPNL side. There's a lot of other issues over there, obviously, that we have to deal with. Then let's look at the other side, the city side. We have a lot of issues on this side we have to deal with. There's just a lot of expensive things we have to deal with in this city. So when you look at prioritizing everything, in my opinion, not only is the research important, it's very important. There's new technology coming out all the time. If you're going to do this, make sure that there's something out there that could be compatible with water, not even necessarily now, but even later on down the line. But you've got to figure out what is priority. We've been putting things off. We're financing street maintenance,
yeah.
For goodness sake.
Hey, Karen, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Can you hang with us just for a few
sure.
minutes? Okay,
sure.
Good morning. It's 6:53. Good morning. It is 6:57 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack.
We have Congressman Karen Gibson on the line.
No. You just gave her a promotion. Councilwoman.
What did I say?
Congressman.
It's chemo brain. Sorry, I had chemo yesterday. Councilwoman Karen Gibson.
I guess it comes with a pay raise.
Yeah, I just gave you a raise, girl. Ms. Gibson, we had a question about the smart meters and doing more research on the efficiency and advantages or disadvantages to using them. Has anybody from the city contacted South Plains Electric Co-op to see how it's working out for them? Because I know they're using some smart meters.
They are using it. As a matter of fact, I think their whole system is on smart meters. I don't know if anyone's contacted them. There was a gentleman there last night that spoke that has apparently visited with Councilman Klein and the mayor both. So I don't know. But I will tell you, Laura, that our board is doing a really good job of researching this. And I do want to say one thing. I think they're doing a better job than it's actually appearing. Even the chairman of the board after this last meeting, and I think I stated yesterday it was Wednesday, these days are all running together lately, but...
And you're talking about the utility board?
Yes, Mr. Kring. He even said, we have more research to do, there's new technology coming out. So I don't think they're going into this as lightly as people think. I think they're going to do their homework. They understand the concerns. They understand the concerns of the council. I really think they're going to do their homework.
Yeah. Hey, Councilwoman, we'll grab you again at about 7:45. I did want to give a footnote here that before the budget was presented for the vote for the first reading, Secretary Loomis did announce that the budget had been tweaked.
Well, he's actually the interim.
Right.
City manager.
Yeah. So anyway, we reduced it by 1%. So we're going into the budget proposal $6.1 million lighter than we were.